This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn was $4.26 and a quarter, up $1 and a quarter. May corn $4.33, up $0.75. July corn $4.39, up $0.50. March soybeans were $12.79 and a half, down $1. May soybeans $12.65, up $1. July soybeans $12.52 and a quarter, up $2.50. March wheat was $5.61 and a quarter, down $1. May wheat $5.68, down $1. July wheat $5.74, down $1.50. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon. Technical trading kept corn and soybeans on the positive side and pushed wheat lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 cent higher at $4.02 to $4.22. Soybean bids were 2 to 11 cents lower at $12.49 to $12.73. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 cent higher at $3.98 to $4.23. Soybean bids were 5 to 6 cents lower at $12.68 to $13. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 to 9 cents higher at $4.12 to $4.33. Soybean bids were steady to a penny lower at $12.90 to $13.18. Wheat bids were mixed at $5.45 to $5.89. Now on to the Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids. They were 3 to 6 cents lower at $12.88 to $13.05. The basis was 2 to 5 cents lower at $8 to $25 over the March. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $454.40 to $464.40 a ton, and that was up $2.90, with the basis steady at $35 to $45 over the March. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 1 to 2 cents higher at $4.26 to $4.34, with the basis steady to 1 higher at option to 8 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids steady to 6 cents lower at $4.09 to $4.29. And the basis 1 to 7 lower at 17 under to 3 over the March. Soybeans ended 14 to 15 cents lower at $12.80 to $13, with the basis 13 to 14 cents lower at option to 20 over the March. New crop wheat prices were down 2 at $5.49 to $5.62, with the basis unchanged at 25 to 12 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 2 cents higher at $4.43 to $4.44. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 13 cents with quotations of $13.24 to $13.25. Soft wheat closed 1 to 5 cents lower, $5.93 to $5.97. And Milo ended the day 1 to 2 cents higher at $4.76 to $4.77. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn was offered at $4.08 to $4.18. Soybeans were $10.62 to $10.88. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from $4.02 to $4.23, and soybeans $10.76 to $11.02. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from $4.04 to $4.27, and soybeans from $10.78 to $11.12. Wheat ranged in bids from $5.34 to $5.60. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle were $143.67, up $2.12. April live cattle, $141.80, up $1.57. June live cattle, $133.52, up $1.22. January feeder cattle were 170.47, up 67 cents. March feeder cattle 170.37, up $2.05. April feeder cattle 170.97, up $1.70. February lean hogs were 85.55, down 42 cents. April lean hogs 92.97, up 60 cents. May lean hogs 120, up 40 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's 22nd afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 77.74 to 76.24, excuse me, 74.66 to 77.74 with an average carcass price of 76.24. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 45 to 52. 4 to 5 weights, 48 to 58. 5 to 550 weights, 54 to 59. And 550 and up, 55 to 60. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts are country buying points. We're trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $50 to $55. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 8,689 head. And now from the United Producers sale report for Tuesday, January 21st, they had receipts of 522 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 139 to 146. Select and choice were 137 to 138. Choice Holstein steers were 127 to 136. And select and choice Holstein steers were 114.50 to 123. Select Holstein steers were 105 to 112. Choice heifers were 138 to 144. And select and choice heifers were 125 to 138. Now on to the Fairview sale barn. And this is a report for January 21st. They have receipts of 310 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, 138 to 144.25. Select and choice steers were 138.50. And select steers were 130.25 to 137. Choice Holstein steers were 125.75 to 132.50. Choice slaughter heifers were 138 to 142.75. Select and choice heifers were 138 to 139. And select heifers were 125 to 135. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 458 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 86.07, and that was 11 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were 240.05, that was 33 cents higher, with select carcasses at 237.44, and that was 29 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 119,000. That compared to 116,000 last week and 123,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 414,000, which compared to 429,000 last week and 424,000 a year ago. Now on to United Producers Hay Auction Report. They had 138 bales. It was all mixed grass, good quality, small squares, selling for $2 to $2.75 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. January corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.23. February corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.24. January corn delivered to Scottville, $4.14. February corn delivered to Scottville, $4.15. January beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.99. February beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.89. January wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.61. The pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.23, corn at Scottville is $4.14, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.99, and wheat at Scottville is $5.61. A new report shows a boom in growing certain specialty crops as well as a growth in agriculture land, stable erosion rates, and notable land use changes. These are some of the findings of the 2010 National Resources Inventory Report from USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. According to the report, cropland erosion rates remained stable between 2007 and 2010. That's despite the growth in agricultural land use and more extreme weather events. Dr. Patrick Flanagan, National Statistician for USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service, says an increase in erosion was expected. There's been some questions as to whether or not the crop report numbers this month were correct. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about what needs clarifying.
I think there's a lot of talk about the crop report and whether the numbers really are right, both on the stock side. I think there's, we saw about the stocks come in about 350 million bushels of corn less than what were anticipated. Also, the yield and the acreage, USDA increasing corn acreage by a 500,000 acres, yield coming down instead of going up like it normally does when you increase the yield through the fall. So there's a lot of questions about USDA numbers, but in the end, the bulk of the fund managers take USDA numbers as gospel, so that's what's going to be traded. There is some fear that if USDA stocks numbers are not right, that we'll see a quote-unquote correction in the March 31 stocks report that could be bearish. That's the life with USDA, particularly with its stocks reports that have defied logic for about 25 out of the last 27 or so reports.
That's always nice when the reports that you're counting on defy logic.
Well, USDA is consistent. One thing, it's consistent on having poor quarterly stock reports that are all over the place, and it's consistent at underestimating Chinese demand, especially for soybeans, and that continues to be something. As I was looking at the data here yesterday, I was noticing that USDA's ending soybean stocks estimates have proven to be smaller than its January estimate in 15 out of the last 18 years, and that's generally because it underestimates export demand to China. It's very consistent in doing so. With such a track record, you would think it would make adjustments, but it doesn't seem to be, and it continues to underestimate demand.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Aquaculture has become a viable industry for many farmers in southern Illinois. The climate and strip mine lakes are all conducive to raising fish, and farmers are taking advantage of the opportunity. Bill Timpner is from the Pinckneyville area and has used aquaculture as a diversification tool to help support the family farm.
My operation is on the family farm. My children are the sixth generation Timpners to be raised on the farm. My grandfather sold the coal out from underneath our backyard, basically, and now it is a 100-acre strip mine lake with about 60 acres of surface water, and that's where we raise our fish. And we do it in a pens, floating pens in the lake. It's, a family operation. We raise hybrid striped bass, and most of them are produced to about a pound and a quarter, pound and a half, and they are raised for food fish. I still farm a small farm around 350, 400 acres of row crop, corn, beans, and wheat. And then we do this fish on the side, and I also, at the moment, work off the farm.
It's working out so well that Timpner is hoping to grow the operation and pass it, along with the family farm, to his children.
Yes, exactly. We are planning. We've been expanding slowly the last few years. Planning on a little more expansion this year. We're up to raising selling between 20 and 30 cages of fish a year, with raising somewhere an average around 2,000 pounds to a pen. But both my children are enjoy it, and they always help out. My daughter is actually graduating SIU Carbondale this year with an ag business degree, and then my son is just now in college heading for SIU next year to go into biology, into the aquaculture side of it. So we hope it's there for a long time.
Todd Myers from the Bartolso area and also started up an aquaculture operation about 10 years ago. As with every other industry, the aquaculture industry has its share of strife, although Meyer said so far it isn't anything that can't be handled.
Yeah, there is. When we first started, there really was no regulations, no regulating of the industry, really. A disease called VHS has reared its ugly head up north, and that has introduced some regulations. Now, when we ship most of our product to Canada, we have to go through a permitting process on each individual load. So, I guess with any industry, regulations rear their ugly head sooner or later, and we're starting to see some of that now.
And what does the future look like for your aquaculture operation?
Well, we see a fairly bright future, otherwise we wouldn't be involved in it. It's a fairly stable market. The prices have always been fairly good. As long as we don't have any other, type of disease or anything like that come around, I think we're going to be set up pretty well. We're really happy with it.
Great. Are you looking to expand it a little in the future or kind of stay where you're at for now?
No, we're trying to grow slowly. We don't want to bite off more than we can chew. We actually added 3 ponds to our setup this last fall. So, we try to add a couple ponds every year to every other year just to keep growing, get a little bigger.
Meyer also had some words of advice for those who are looking to dip a toe into aquaculture.
Sure. I would say, you start out small. Don't go crazy. You start out with 1 or 2 ponds at first and keep it simple. Don't stock real dense. We're trying to boost our profits by, increasing the density of stocking. But if you're going to start out, take it easy. Just don't bite off more than you can chew. Things can get out of hand pretty quickly. So I would say stay small would be the wisest thing to do, and get some technical help. Call Paul Hitchens or find somebody that's been involved in the industry, get some advice.
Again, that was Todd Meyer, who owns an aquaculture operation near Bartolso. For those who already have their own aquaculture operation, it's not too late for producers to respond to the 2013 Census of Aquaculture. The census is the only comprehensive source of data on the aquaculture industry in the U.S. Renee Picanso, director of the USDA National Agriculture Statistics Service Census and Survey Division, says each response is a vital piece of new information, as the industry has undergone numerous changes since the last time the information was gathered in 2005. She says the results of this census will help assess the current state of this part of the U.S. economy and will serve as the foundation for many decisions involving the sustainability and growth of the aquaculture sector. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.